You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness and kindness starts with truth.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about a phrase that is everywhere in our culture right now. It's been here for more than a minute and it ain't going away. It's the phrase, live your truth, man. We're all just living our truth. You know, it shows up in graduation speeches. You find it in self-help books. It's all over social media captions. And I've even found it in children's shows. And on the surface, I get it. It sounds empowering. It's like encouragement to just be authentic, be courageous, and just be honest about who you are. But as Christians, we need to ask a deeper question. Is living your truth the same thing as living in God's truth? And my hope today is to bring clarity without being combative, to just help you think biblically, wisely, and compassionately about a phrase our world loves. So let's walk through this together. The Bible talks a lot about truth, but you never find it in the sense of your truth or my truth. In Scripture, truth is objective, not just a personal thing that's just for you. Truth comes from God and not from within us. And truth stands outside of us and we align ourselves to it. Jesus didn't say, hey guys, follow your truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Psalm 119 says, God's word is truth. John 17 says, God's word sanctifies us, it shapes us, corrects us, and anchors us because it's true. And Jeremiah 17 reminds us that our hearts, that place where my truth often comes from, can often be unreliable and deceptive. In other words, we were never meant to create truth. We were made to receive truth. Christianity doesn't tell us to look inward and discover truth. It tells us to look upward and trust the one who is truth. Now, here's where compassion matters. I think when people say, live your truth, most of them aren't trying to be rebellious or anti-God or something. They are expressing a desire to be authentic and to be honest about their experiences and maybe to break free from shame or not be controlled by other people's opinions. And those are understandable longings. And actually, Christianity affirms the desire to live honestly and courageously. But here's the tension that we have to name. Authenticity is good, but authority still belongs to God. The message of the gospel is not accept yourself exactly as you are. It's bring your real self to Jesus and let him make you new. Living your truth always puts the self at the center, while living in God's truth puts Jesus at the center. And there he heals, he restores, he corrects, he forgives, and he leads us into abundant life. For anyone who is listening who has been hurt by religious pressure or by unhealthy expectations or rigid judgment from others, I want you to hear me. God cares so deeply about your story and your experiences and your emotions and, yes, your wounds. But he also loves you enough to lead you into his truth, even when it challenges your own. So how do we live faithfully in a world that says, just go live your truth? Well, I'll give you a few handles. First, be honest, but let Scripture interpret your honesty. Your feelings matter, your experiences matter, but they are not ultimate. We bring them to the Word and ask, what does God say about this? Here's a second handle. Don't confuse sincerity with accuracy. Did you know that you can be sincere and sincerely wrong? Compassion requires us to be patient with people, but clarity requires us to be anchored in God's truth. Here's a third handle. Seek a community that will tell you the truth in love. We all need people who will encourage us, but also people who will correct us and challenge us and remind us of who we truly are in Christ Jesus. One more handle. Remember that God's truth leads to freedom. not restriction, not shame, not control. It leads to freedom. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I think living your truth might sound like freedom to us, but the fact is it often leads to confusion and exhaustion and self-made pressure. Living God's truth leads to peace, stability, and real life. So here's my prayer for you today, that you would be courageous enough to bring your honest self to Jesus and humble enough to let his truth shape your life. He doesn't just give us instructions. He gives us himself. And the one who is the truth will never lead you into anything but life. Thanks for listening today. Until next time, let's keep walking in truth and love together.